今天请了一个不讨人喜欢的讲员，还好，还好有一个讨人喜欢的翻译员哈、啊。感谢。
It's great we have a wonderful speaker this morning.
专家告诉我们说，如果要看一个人是不是一个好的领袖，就要看他是不是后面有人跟着他。
Experts tell us that if we want to tell whether someone is a good leader, we watch and see whether people follow him.
那我很年轻的时候，我回溯起很小的时候，十来岁的时候，我就很喜欢做一件事情。
When I was very young, a teenager, I like to do one thing.
以前那个五十年代哈，在中国，在菲律宾呢，那时候也是很热哈。
In the 50s, it was very hot in Philippines.
但是那个时代家里没有人有这个空调的。
But at that time, nobody has air con at home.
所以非常难受。
It was very difficult to bear.
不像今天，我们今天有很多这些购物中心，这些 mall 哈，这个晚上热的时候，我们就可以去享受免费的这个空调。
Unlike today, when it's so hot, we can hide into the mall in the evening to hide away from the heat.
所以当时呢，天气热的时候，我们唯一去的地方就是到公园里。
So when it was very hot, we usually go to the park.
在公园里面呢，人山人海，就是今天的里萨公园哈。
And in the park, usually there were a lot of crowds.
以前那个地方不叫里萨公园，叫 Luneta 哈。
And in the Risa Park, there were a lot of people.
所以在人山人海的中间呢，我就最喜欢去到人最多的地方。
And I would love to go to the people with the most crowd.
然后呢，我就会趁很多人的时候呢，我就会举目望天。
And I will be looking up to the sky in the middle of the people.
然后我会用很惊讶的这个表情往前看。
And I will look up with a look of surprise on my face.
然后我用我的手指去指一个地方。
And I will use my finger to point.
然后我这样做不到几秒钟呢，我就会发现一些人就跟着我往前在看。
Just within a few seconds, there will be other people follow what I did.
然后当很多人在看的时候呢，其他人也往上看。
And with more people looking, and more people would do the same.
但是我根本就没看到什么东西。
But actually, I really did not see anything.
他们也没看到什么东西。
And they didn't see anything either.
但是有些人就特别，他觉得是好像大家都知道，大家都看到什么，为什么我一个人没看不到
？And so some people will wonder how everybody saw it, but I didn't.
为了怕丢脸，他就跟着我指，跟着我指，我操
！So some of them would want to save face, so they will point at the same time.
然后当三四个人都指同一个方向的时候，就越多人都看了。
And when three or four people start pointing in the same direction, everybody looking in the way.
然后当很多人一起在往天在看的时候，我就偷偷的溜到旁边去欣赏这些傻瓜。
And so when so many people were watching the sky, I would just walk away and enjoy the scenery.
其实你看这个是一个视频哈。很好笑，搞笑，很好笑的一个视频，就是最左边这个男生哈，他就是这样跟我一样，就是指天，然后很惊讶的在看。
So in this picture, the guy on the far left, he was actually doing exactly what I did.
然后就很多人跟着看，也是很多人跟他一样直着上面去看，但是看不到什么东西。
So other people started to follow, though they saw nothing.
最有趣的是这个男生，他你有没有看到他手上一个很小的一个手机
？And this man actually had a small iPhone in his hand.
他就把所有的这些情况都拍下来。
So he was recording all the things.
到底我以前小的时候这样做，看到很多人在我后面跟着我做。 我不知道，我不能确定我是不是一个好的领袖。
Though I did that, many people follow me, but I'm not sure whether I was a so-called good leader.
但是我很确定一件事情，就是人很喜欢模仿人。
But I'm sure one thing, people like to follow.
真的，我会发现说，我们其实小孩，我们不需要教他怎么模仿，从小他就懂得怎么样来模仿你。
Actually, we don't need to teach children how to imitate. They would.
所以我相信这是上帝创造我们的时候，给我们所有的人的一个本领。
I trust this actually part of the creation God gave us.
这个本能就是模仿。
And this intuition is to imitate.
那我现在要问大家一个问题。
So now I'm going to ask you one question.
我们每一年飞圣都有一个年度的主题，今年的年度主题是什么？
Every year BSOP has an annual theme. What's the theme this year?
是，是，尽心竭力啊，效法基督啊。
Okay, follow Christ.
那英文呢？英文主题是什么？
What's in English?
因为我们知道效法啊，效法基督啊，效法。这原文和 mimetes 哈，这个在中文、英文的翻译本都一致。
And the original language mimetes, it's quite consistent translated.
所以没有这个不同的翻译，就是说是效法，是效法，或者是模仿，或者是复制。
It means to imitate, to copy.
所以你看那个字哈 ，mimetes， 其实我们英文的这个 mimic 就是好像这个鹦鹉在模仿人在讲话哈，这个 mimic 就是原文就是 mimetes 啊。
所以 in English, you come to the word mimic means to imitate someone.
所以我们中文我们的主题很清楚，就是说要效法基督。
And in Chinese, very clear, imitate Christ.
但是英文的主题是什么？是 follow.
In English, it's following.
是 follow Christ. 就是说是跟从基督。
It means to follow Christ.
不是效法基督，而是跟从基督。
It doesn't translate imitate, but translate follow.
所以到底是中文部跟英文部各自有不同的主题呢？
So, why does the Chinese differ from the English? Are they so different?
还是另外有理由为什么不同的字
？Or, is there a better reason?
刚刚我们已经讲过这个效法的意思哈。
We have already explained the meaning of imitate.
那到底跟从又是什么意思
？But what does it mean to follow?
那跟从呢？第一次耶稣看到彼得跟安德烈的时候，他就呼召他们说：“你来跟从我。”
When Jesus saw Peter and Andrew, he called them to follow.
然后呢，彼得跟安德烈他们就马上舍弃他们的渔网，就来跟从耶稣。
So they left behind their nets and followed Jesus.
那我要大家注意的是。耶稣呼召他们来跟从他的时候呢，耶稣用的字是啊，只是 hopiso。
And the word Jesus used when he asked them to follow him is a hopiso。
这个字意思就是后面，就是说你到我后面去。
It means behind. It means follow behind me.
那我想问大家，今天如果有一个陌生人告诉你说，你到我后边去吧，你会怎么感觉
？If a stranger asks you to go behind him, how would you react？
我相信你肯定会说，为什么我要到你后面去？为什么你不到我后面去
？And people probably argue, why should I go behind you? Why not you behind me？
但是当时我们看到彼得跟安德烈他们没有这种反应，他们就真的就跟着耶稣去。
However, Peter and Andrew, they follow behind Jesus.
那 后面这个他们就跟着耶稣去，这个跟从耶稣，这个字又是另外一个字。
So say they follow Jesus, and another word is used.
好，所以我们就看到，其实这里，这个到我后面去是耶稣要他们这样做，但是他们肯这样做是为什么
？So Jesus asked them to follow behind them, but why should they follow?
因为这个是当时他们知道是什么意思。
Because they understood what that meant.
就是当时，在当时徒弟对师父，应该他们都是这样，就是很正常的，就是到这个师父的后面，看着观察这个师父在做什么，他们就如法炮制这样去做。
Because in that culture, a student will follow behind the teacher and imitate whatever the teacher does.
所以这个就是今天的做门徒是这样。
And that's what it means to be a disciple.
所以我们做门徒，其实我们是跟着耶稣，耶稣怎么做，我们就怎么做。
So to be a disciple is to follow Jesus and do whatever he does.
所以也是跟从，也是效法。
And it's to follow and it's to imitate.
所以跟从跟效法其实是 同一回事。
And so in this context, to follow and to imitate mean more or less the same thing.
所以今天要跟大家一起来思想今天的主题，叫做效法基督，跟从他，永不回头。
And so today our topic is to follow Christ and do not turn back.
那么我们先来看到底跟从主是什么意思。
So let's take a look at what does it mean to follow the Lord.
刚刚我们已经说过马太福音四章十九节二十节，那里主耶稣在加利利海边遇到这个安德烈跟彼得在打鱼。
And in Matthew chapter 4, we saw Jesus saw Peter and Andrew fishing.
所以他们就真的就舍去他们的渔网，就马上跟从了耶稣。
But when Jesus called them, they left behind their nets and followed Jesus.
那刚刚提过，就是耶稣呼召他们的时候，耶稣是用这个字说：“你到我后面去。”
And so when Jesus called them, Jesus told them to go behind him.
但是他们的回应的时候，他们跟从耶稣是应用另外一个字哈。
But when they follow Jesus, another word was used.
好，这个 agalutheo 就是说，做我要做你的门徒，我要跟你走。
Agalutheo means to follow someone, imitate him.
要做他的门徒。
To be his disciple.
可能我们会差异，就是说这两个渔夫为什么？做这个决定这么的匆匆忙忙的做这个决定，这么草率的做一个这么重要的决定。
We may wonder why two fishermen would make such a decision in such a rush.
其实他们早就认识耶稣了。
Actually, they probably knew Jesus for a while.
当时安德烈是这个施洗约翰的门徒。
Andrew was actually a disciple of Baptist John.
其实约翰也曾经向他们介绍说，耶稣这个来的这个耶稣是上帝的羔羊。
And John has introduced Jesus to them as the Lamb of God.
所以安德烈早就已经动心了。
So Andrew already knew Jesus.
他就赶快去告诉他的兄弟彼得说：“你来看。”
So he has some idea. So he went to seek out his brother Peter and go come and see.
就介绍耶稣给他的兄弟。
And introduce Jesus to his brother Peter.
所以其实他们心已经准备好了。
So their hearts were prepared.
但是当时他们每一个马上就跟着耶稣。
But they didn't follow immediately.
因为可能他们自己心里在想，是也是可能有点自卑感。
We don't know why, but maybe they have low self-esteem.
心里想，可能像我们这种 卑微的一个身份哈，做这个渔夫哈，可能耶稣不见得会接受我。
Maybe they thought very lowly of themselves as fishermen, and Jesus would not accept them.
所以当耶稣第二次见到他们的时候，呼召他们跟随他的，他们就迫不及待的就马上跟着去了。
So when Jesus actually called them, they immediately follow.
所以各位同学，我相信你也会有一个相似的故事。
So brother and sister, perhaps you have something similar, a similar story to tell.
当主耶稣呼召你来跟随他的时候
，When Lord Jesus called you to follow，
可能你也经过一段时间的去探索、去挣扎。
You might have a struggle and reflected。
你可能会有一段时间忧郁，没有马上的回应。
And maybe you have many concerns and you did not respond immediately。
但是有一天，你终于做了一个重要的决定。
But one day you made an important decision.
你要跟从主耶稣。
You are going to follow Jesus.
也因为这个决定就改变了你的人生方向。
And this decision has changed your life.
但是我要问你。
But I have to ask you.
你当时做这个决定。
When you made that decision.
到底是一时的冲动呢？
Was it just a rush?
还是一时不小心啊？
Careless.
或是被你的同学在他的压力下你就做了这个决定。
Or maybe was a pressure from your peers.
或是你真的是经过好好的考虑计算你的代价然后做这个决定。
Or you have calculated the cost, then you made a decision.
我曾经看到有一些年轻人
I've seen young people.
在中学时代参加这个校园的团契。
They were active in the campus fellowship when they were in high school.
在学生团契里面接受主，跟从主。
They became believer in the student fellowship.
然后也在学生团契里面忠心服侍主。
They served faithfully in the student fellowship.
但一上大学就不一样了。
But once they got to university, things changed.
他们开始遇到人生种种的问题。
They start to face many problems in life.
功课压力。
Assignment workload is too heavy.
大学的经济上有问题。
Economic financial issues.
同学们对信徒的这个排斥。
And their peers may reject their faith.
同时开始接触到。不少的引诱试探
，and they start to face many temptations.
在这种情况下，他们终于就退下去，就不再跟随主。
Some people they stop following Jesus.
我不知道你是自从开始跟从主到现在有没有这种相似的感觉。
I don't know whether you have gone through any similar experience.
不管是过去或者是现在，目前你正在这种挣扎中。
In the past or in the present, are you in this kind of struggle?
可能你来到飞圣之后，你发现你在学业上跟不上。
Perhaps after you come to BSOP, you found out you are falling behind in your work.
或者是你出国来到菲律宾，你发现你经济上有一些困难。
Or perhaps when you are here, you will find financially you have difficulties.
或者你的在生活在文化上还调不过来。
Or you just couldn't adjust to the culture.
或者有些同学身体状况来了之后就不是那么好。
Or some people your physical condition has not been good.
有些同学可能在感情上受了一些挫折。
Or some people maybe emotionally has some struggle and difficulty.
在这期间呢，就是不是你就会有一些打退堂鼓的一些念头
？So some of you, have you ever considered just to go back, turn back?
我现在我要大家注意的就是，耶稣不但是他在这个在地上服事的开始，就呼召彼得来跟从他。
Actually, when Jesus called Peter, it was not just when he started his ministry.
一直到他最后在地上服侍的最后一段时间，他仍然再呼召彼得。
Even at the end of Jesus' ministry, he called Peter again.
第一次在海边，在加利利海边，他呼召彼得的时候说：“来跟从我。”
The first time by the Lake of Galilee, he called Peter to follow him.
最后在复活之后，他升天之前，又一次来到加利利海边。
And at the end, before his resurrection, he came again by the Lake of Galilee.
After resurrection. 在升天之前，他又来到加利利海边。
But before his ascension, he came by the Lake of Galilee.
他也再次看到彼得在那里打鱼。
He saw Peter fishing again.
他有再一次的呼召彼得来跟从我吧。
And he called Peter to follow him again.
而且不是一次，是两次的这样重复来呼召他。
And he called him again and again.
所以让我们看到为什么彼得需要耶稣这么多次来呼召他跟随他。
So why did Peter need Jesus call him multiple times?
可见彼得从主耶稣被钉十字架之后，他已经有所改变了。
After Jesus was crucified, Peter had changed.
可能他没有看到主耶稣在他的身边，他怕了。
Maybe he was afraid without Jesus.
可能当时那些犹太人的领袖到处在追杀，在追捕这些耶稣党的这些人。
Maybe the Jewish leaders were persecuting those people belonging to the sect of Jesus.
他就怕了，他就藏起来了，他就离开了。
So he hid away, he turned away.
所以他离开耶路撒冷，回到他自己的故乡，重操旧业。
So he went back to Galilee, his hometown.
可能他已经决定以后不会再跟随耶稣了。
Maybe has given up following Jesus.
所以耶稣再一次来向他显现，也再一次来提醒他，来鼓励他，要继续跟从他。
But Jesus appeared to him again and invite him to follow him.
而且怕他没有照做，所以再次这喋喋不休的再重复。
And he repeatedly inviting Peter to come.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天主耶稣仍然在呼召你。
So today, brother and sister, Jesus still calling you.
可能他在提醒你，也可能他在鼓励你，甚至他可能还在责备你，为什么没有坚持。
Perhaps he's just reminding you, encouraging you, or maybe rebuking you. Why did you stop?
他喜欢你能够坚持到底，一生不回头的来跟从他。
He wants you to follow all your life.
所以我们今天要从彼得的经历，我们来一起学习，要怎么才能够坚持到底。
So today, let's learn a lesson from Peter. How do we follow?Or our life.
怎么样才能让我们就跟从耶稣一生不回头？
Let's follow without turning back.
我发现有一段经文非常的有趣。
I find a scripture very interesting.
这段经文有两次提到跟从。
And this passage mentioned follow twice.
在原文的圣经里面，这两次都是同一个字，就是这个 akolotheo 哈。
And in the original language, it uses the same word akolotheo.
在英文的翻译本，很多不同的翻译本里面，我看到也都是翻译成 follow 这个字。
And in English, usually it's also translated follow.
但是中文圣经很奇怪的，就是用两个不同的字词。
But in Chinese Bible, interesting enough, it used two different words.
所以我们来看这段经文。
And let's take a look.
就是耶稣在这个耶利哥的地方看到有两个这个瞎子。
So Jesus saw two blind men by the city of Jericho.
那一开始的时候，就是在耶利哥的时候呢，就有很多很多的人来跟随他。
And in Jericho, many people were following Jesus.
英文是写这翻译成 follow， 中文翻译成跟随。
And in English, say a large crowd followed Jesus.
到后来，耶稣把这两个瞎子让他们能够这个给他们眼睛一抹，他们就看见了，然后。圣经说他们就跟从耶稣。
And at the end, when the two blind men received their sight, they followed Jesus.
所以你看到上面很多人是跟随他，但是这最后这两个瞎子是跟从他。
And so in the beginning, there was a big crowd following. At the end, two blind men followed Jesus.
虽然原文跟英文都是同一个字，但是为什么中文会特别？用不同的字。
So why is there a difference in Chinese?
所以可见我想，我们中文真的是有我们中文的一个好处哈。
Perhaps that's advantage to the language.
因为真的是这个希腊文我不知道，至少英文我知道，真的是没有办法去分跟随跟跟从。
Because in English or in Greek they are the same meaning.
啊，所以只有中文才能够分得这么细。
And Chinese is differentiating between the two following.
对，在跟随，我们都知道就是只不过是跟着走而已。
And the first follow is just walking behind.
看看热闹，听听讲道。
Perhaps to just see the crowds and have a great time listening to words.
可能还可以享受一顿免费的晚餐。
Perhaps there's even a free meal.
是没有 commitment， 没有委身的一种跟随。
There's no commitment involved。
今天有些人去教会，去上教会的时候，也是有这种心态。
Today sometimes people go to church also with the same attitude。
特别是一些超型的大教会里面。
Especially some mega church。
他们设备是最先进的。
They have the best equipment。
他们的讲员也是最棒的。
They have wonderful speakers.
他们的音乐都是专业的。
Their music is professional.
所以就去里面去享受。
So people come to enjoy.
那是跟随。
And that's one kind of.
没有为生的。
And but no commitment.
但是跟从就不一样。
But the second kind of follow is different.
从是什么意思？就是听从、服从。
This second follow also means obedience.
是要为生的。
There's commitment.
所以很多人跟着耶稣走，但是这两个瞎子是决定要跟从耶稣，听耶稣的话，照耶稣的话去做。
Well, many people follow Jesus, a big crowd, but these two men want to follow Jesus and follow him.
当时很多人耶稣。到处去的时候 到处去的每一个地方都很多人在跟随他。
Wherever Jesus went, many people follow him.
那耶稣的策略就是要从这些跟随他的人中间 来挑选一些人来成为跟从他的人。
And Jesus is going to sift through all these following people to find his disciples.
所以他对这些跟从者有所要求。
So he demands his followers.
他要求他们永不回头。
He demands them not to turn back.
这个并不容易，因为在约翰福音六章六十六节告诉我们说，很多当时很多耶稣的门徒都离开他。
This is a big challenge because in John chapter 6, it records many, many people just left him.
甚至到耶稣被卖受死之后，连他自己这十二个门徒也都跑掉了。
And even after Jesus was handed over to be crucified, his disciple just left.
所以今天我要强调的是，持久的、永不回头的跟从主。
So today I want to emphasize the kind of following without turning back.
这才是主耶稣所要的门徒。
And this is the kind of discipleship that Jesus demands.
好，了解了跟从主的意义之后，我们就来看第二方面。
So after we understand the meaning of following, now let's look at the second aspect.
我们要一起来思想，为什么在这些跟随耶稣，甚至跟从耶稣的人中间，为什么有那么多人会最后会离开？
Let's consider why so many people they start following but they fell away.
所以第二方面我们要一起来思想这个跟从主要付代价。
Second, we will consider the cost of following Jesus.
我们要从路加福音第九章一起来看。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 9.
那你在路加福音第九章就讲到做门徒要这个付一些代价。
Luke chapter 9 talk about the cost of discipleship.
这一段第九章开始呢，到十八章呢，它这一段经文其实就是完全在描写耶稣，要从加利利来到耶路撒冷这段路程所发生的一些事情。
Chapter 9 describes Jesus traveling from Galilee towards Jerusalem.
这其实这段路程只要三天就走完了。
Actually, only would take 3 days to travel.
所以马可福音只用一章的经文就把这段路程所发生的事情都讲完了。
So in Mark, it takes a much shorter passage, 1 to 2 chapters, to describe the journey.
但是我们看到路加呢？是用十章，从第九章到十八章，用十章的篇幅来述说，再来述说这个路程中所发生的一些事情。
But Luke used 10 chapters, chapter 9 to chapter 18, to describe this journey.
这段期间也是耶稣在训练这些跟随他、跟从他的人，让他们能够成为一些永不回头的跟从者。
And this is the time Jesus was training his followers. To follow him without turning back.
所以你看，在这段经文里面呢，他一开始就先差遣这十二个门徒出去宣教。
And in chapter 10, he sent out the disciples to preach the gospel.
给他们很长很长的这个教训啊，要他们怎么做怎么做。
So in beginning of chapter 9, he taught them what they need to do when they went out.
然后赐给他们能力权柄。
And giving them authority.
所以他们出去，我们看到他们带着主耶稣的能力权柄，做了很多奇事，很多神迹。
So when they went out, they did many wonderful works.
连当时的希律王都被震撼了。
Even at that time, the King Herod heard about it and was shocked.
然后耶稣也借着来训练他们的团队服事的一些功课，就是让他们喂饱五千人。
And Jesus even trained them to work together when they fed the 5,000.
接着同一章里面，耶稣就在山上改变他的形象，让这些学生能够信服他是上帝的儿子。
And in chapter 9, there's also a transfiguration where Jesus changed his look and his disciples saw his glory.
这些准备的工作做完的时候，在五十一节就告诉我们。
And after all these events, in verse 51, talk about something.
是耶稣被接上升的日子将到了。他就定意向耶路撒冷去。
He talked about as a time approach for him to be taken up to heaven. Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
换一句话，就是这个时候，耶稣就决定他要上十字架这个路上。
That's when Jesus decided to take his path towards the cross.
那我要提醒大家的就是， 我们看起来听起来好像是耶稣这一路就开始就带着十二个门徒出去一直往耶路撒冷方向来走。
So it looked like Jesus was bringing his 12 disciples towards Jerusalem.
其实不是这样的。
Actually, not quite.
耶稣的门徒不只是十二个。
Actually, Jesus has a lot of followers.
有一大堆的门徒跟着他同行。
And many people were following him.
所以在路加福音到十四章的时候，那里就第十二十五节就说有极多的人和耶稣同行。
Because later on, you talk about many, many people were going together with Jesus.
所以耶稣在一路上所做的事、所讲的话，甚至跟一些路人在谈的话，其实他主要是要训练这一批一大批的门徒。
So in this journey, while his main purpose is to train the disciples,
同时也在筛选这些人。
And at the same time, to select those who will not turn away.
在中间鼓励一些人能够成为他的真正的长期的门徒。
And he will also encourage people to be his long-term discipleship.
所以耶稣这次来到要到他要到耶路撒冷，他路过这个撒玛利亚。
And so at that time he need to go through Samaria.
结果我们看到圣经说，撒玛利亚人不欢迎他，不接待他。
At that time, we saw the Samaritans did not accept him.
为什么？因为呢？因为他们撒玛利亚人知道耶稣这一次是主要是要去耶路撒冷。
And Samaritans knew that Jesus was going to Jerusalem.
所以他们不高兴，他们嫉妒，所以他们不能接纳耶稣。
They were not happy about this whole thing.
所以这意味着什么？
What did it mean?
这意味着我们要跟耶稣走这条路是不受欢迎的路。
It means when we follow Jesus, often we will not be welcome.
是一个要付代价的路。
And it demands cost.
是会被人厌弃，会被人来歧视的。
It's a path where you will face prejudice.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天你在神学院里面读书是很有福气的。
So today, when you study here, you are blessed.
因为这里是一个保护区。
Because this is a well-protected area.
因为我们这里的人有同样一个信仰，有同样一个道德标准。
Because we have similar faith, we have similar ethical standard.
所以你在这里没有这一方面的压力。
You have no pressure in this whole area.
但是在外面很多时候，特别这些在学校了，或者是在工作场所了，这些在工作场所里面常常会有的，就是基督徒在里面跟其他的格格不入。
But outside in the marketplace, very often, Christians will feel they are so different from the other people.
因为他们的道德标准，他们的信仰跟我们差距太大了。
Because there is a big gap, discrepancy in the moral standard.
特别是今天在美国这个世俗的一个社会里面，真的基督徒在不管是在学校里面，在工作场所里面，常常都被歧视。
Especially in U.S., a lot of them Christians were prejudiced against in marketplace.
很多时候要被欺负。要甚至被学生、被老师，来这个欺负。
So sometimes the students or people will be pressured in that environment.
在这种情况下，要被十字架不容易。
It's not easy to bear your cross in that situation.
来到第五十六节，一直到六十二节，这里就记载耶稣在路上。一连的遇到三个人。
Verse 56 to 62, it talk about three encounters.
这三个人都表示他们愿意跟随耶稣。
These three people wanted to follow Jesus.
但是他们各自都有一些理由，为什么他们不愿意
？But everyone has a reason not to.
当耶稣告诉他们。你要跟随我很好，但是有一些条件。
Jesus told them, good. You want to follow me, but here is a condition.
他们听到这些条件之后，他们就用各种不同的理由就拒绝了。
And when they hear the condition, they took their leave.
一个第一个就是耶稣说，你要跟随我，你是没有枕头的地方的。
First one talk about if you want to follow me, you will have no place to rest.
我们这一大批人今天晚上要在哪里下床还不知道。
All these people who are with me, we don't know where we are going to rest tonight.
第二个人、第三个人，耶稣就告诉他们：“你的家庭、你的家人会成为你跟从我的一个障碍。”
In the second and third, talk about your family is going to be a hindrance of your following me.
所以在马太福音，耶稣一再的告诉这个要跟随他的人说：“凡是你爱你的家人，胜于爱过我的，不配做我的门徒。”
That's why in Gospel according to Matthew also talk about if you love your family more than you love me, you cannot follow me.
不背十字架的人也不配做我的门徒。
If you cannot bear your cross and follow me, you cannot follow me.
所以今天很多教会里面的传道人都不敢讲这一方面的信息。
Many pastors in the church.Would not dare to touch this message.
因为这个世代所看重的是一些数据。
Because in this world, many times we lack numbers.
看传道人带多少人信主。
For example, how many people has this pastor led to Christ?
看教会成长率有多少。
Or the growth rate of the church, how much is that?
所以要讲这一方面的信息，肯定不及格的。
So if we want to talk about discipleship, it is tough.
所以今天传道人在讲台上讲的很多都是一些成功神学。
So many preachers will preach prosperity.
得救上天堂是免费的廉价福音。
So they talk about it's free to go to heaven. It's a cheap grace.
所以这样带出来的信徒门徒都是会半途而废的。
So this kind of followers, they would turn away.
最近我收到一位非圣毕业回国去服侍的一个校友，他传来的微信。
Recently, I received a message from someone who graduated from here.
他要我为他祷告。
He asked me to pray for him.
他说，在目前很不利的国内的大环境压力之下，教会人事上又不是那么可靠，他的信心已经被动摇了。
He said his faith was shaking because the pressure in China as well as the congregation, the situation in the congregation.
我真的是巴不得他以前在飞圣期间在受装备的时候，他受的装备能够帮助他，能够在那么恶劣的环境下面，让他愿意坚持到底。
I pray the equipping he received here.Would give him what he needs to persist.
当时主耶稣差遣这十二个门徒出去宣教的时候，他也告诉他们。
When Jesus sent out the 12 disciples out, he told them.
他说：“你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。”
He said, "You will be hated because of my name. Only those that persist to the end."They are blessed.
各位同学，今天你在飞圣受装备。
Brother and sister, today you are receiving your equipping here.
除了好好的在学问上、在知识上追求成长。
In addition to growing in your knowledge.
更重要的是你属灵生命的装备。
More important, how is your spiritual life equipped?
我常常强调，就是说，圣经学院不是一个属灵疗养院，不是一个属灵疗养院。
I often emphasize seminary is not a nursery for spiritual life. It's not a rehab for spiritual life.
这是最适合的这个心灵的疗养院，应该是教会，不是神学院。
In the place for that to take place is in the church, not seminary.
在神学院应该是一个属灵的军官学院。
Seminary should be the military school for spiritual life.
除了一些知识、一些学问之外，最重要的是要训练这些军官的内在素质和精神。
It's not just to train knowledge, but it's to train the officer's spiritual life.
最重要是训练到能够在各种的压力之下仍然保持冷静跟坚毅力。
It's to train them such that under whatever kind of pressure, they will remain to be calm and persist.
不怕苦，不怕死，不放弃，坚持的守卫抵抗到底。
Such that they will not fear suffering, they will not fear death, they are going to persist all the way to the end.
这些最近今年来中国发生在教会里面发生很多事情。
In the last few years, there are many things happening within the churches in China.
我希望我们训练出来的校友会是一些有这种好精神的一些军官。
I pray that our school will train officers for Jesus with this kind of good quality.
不然你们毕业之后回国可能伤亡率会很高的。
Otherwise, you are going to die really bad after you graduate.
有一位校友告诉我说，我最近去中国两次哈，这有一个校友告诉我说，因为外来的压力不断的增加，导致他们教会内部也出问题。
One graduate told me recently when I visit, because all the outside pressure and there start to be inner conflict within the church.
所以在这种外患内忧的环境下，真是要坚持到底不容易。
When you have this kind of challenge, both outside and inside, it's very difficult to persist.
耶稣所要呼召的这些门徒是要能够永远不回头的。
And Jesus demands those who follow him not to turn away.
所以国内的这些学生，你们毕业之后，你们要准备好。
So, for those who come from that environment, you need to be equipped and prepared.
就是我们这些国内这些本地的学生，你们毕业之后，你们到菲律宾各个教会去服事的时候，你们有不同的一些挑战。
For those who are from the Philippines, you have a different set of challenges after you graduate.
在中国比较单纯，因为主任牧师说话就算数，你只要对这个好好听主任牧师的事就没事。
But in China, actually, it's somewhat simple. As long as you listen to your senior pastor, usually everything is fine.
但菲律宾因为是个自由国家。
A Philippine, this is a free country.
所以在教会里面也是民主的。
So it's democratic in the church.
你以后毕业之后到教会服事的时候，你会发现为什么会那么多老板。
You will find many bosses in the church.
到底你要听谁的话？
So who should listen to?
你背的十字架跟国内的这些学生不一样的。
So there's a different cross for every person.
但是不管怎么样，你要背你应该背的十字架。
But whatever, you need to bear your cross.
所以我要最后跟大家用一段经文跟大家来鼓励。
So at the end, I would like to encourage you with one passage.
是在马太福音最后一章最后两节。
Matthew chapter 28 at the very end.
我相信大家都很熟，这个是大使命的经文。
I trust you know this quite well.
但是我要大家注意的是最前面跟最后面的这两句话。
But when we look at this great commission, that's focus on the beginning and the end.
一开始的时候是什么？你们要什么？要去。
You are to go.
耶稣要你跟从他，主要是要你去。
You have to go.
去他差派你去的教会机构去服事。
You go wherever he sends you.
他知道你要跟从他，要背十字架。
He knows that you are going to bear your cross when you follow. But you have to go.
最后一句说，他要跟你一起去。
At the end, they talk about he will be present with you, going with you.
他说，我要与你们同在，一直到世界的末了。
Jesus promised he is with you always to the very end of the age.
所以耶稣要你去，他不是让你自己去，他要跟你一起去。
So Jesus did not ask you to go alone.
所以我们都知道耶稣同在就是什么。
So what does it mean when Jesus come with you, his presence?
耶稣同在就是天堂。
When Jesus with you, it's heaven.
所以不管有多少的苦难会临到你，耶稣负责到底。
Regardless how bad the situation might be, he is there with you, responsible.
我们用一首诗歌一起来唱，来彼此鼓励，好不好？
Let's sing a song together to encourage one another.
我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
I have decided to follow Jesus.
把这个跟随换成跟从，好不好？跟从，这个从是要顺服，要听从。几张会英文的也可以用英文来唱哈。I have decided to follow Jesus.
I've decided to follow Jesus. So those who know English, you can come along with English.
我已经决定要跟从耶稣，我已经决定要跟从耶稣，我已经决定要跟从耶稣。
No turning back, no turning back.
再一次，我已经决定要跟从耶稣。
I have decided to follow Jesus.
我已经决定要跟从耶稣。
No turning back,
no turning back. 用英文来唱， I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back,
no turning back. 我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你恩典，你用你自己的话语再一次来呼召我们，来要我们跟从你，永不回头。主啊，我们已经决定了，我们要跟从你，永不回头。主啊，我们感谢你，你要我们去，你也跟我们一起去。虽然在前面有崎岖的道路，有十字架要背，但是我们不怕。因为你跟我们同去，你同在就是天堂。感谢你的应许，靠耶稣的名祷告，阿门。